Good to be with you again. If you have a Bible or you have a Bible app, that would be a good thing to do because we're going to go through some scriptures. I purposely do not mark them in my Bible so you have a chance to find them yourself because it's better for you to know that it's here and not just me.
这样的话，我们大家就有机会从我们自己的圣经上来找到神的话语，就不是我给大家的。
So it doesn't matter in a church whether a person is young or old or immature or mature.
在一个教会里面，不管你年纪小还是年纪大，你成熟还是不成熟。
There is a recognition in the Bible that when believers gather together,There is a mixture of people.
在圣经里面呢，当有一群信徒来到一起的时候呢，是一群就是说有不同程度的人在一起。
When the Lord invited the disciples, they knew nothing of Jesus Christ.
当主就是宣召呼召这些门徒的时候呢，这些门徒就是说对主一无所知。
They had been brought up.Of course, with a Jewish heritage and background.
当然，他们有犹太人的背景。
But when Jesus is face to face with them, it's something different, and they did not know that.
但是当主与他们面对面的时候呢，有一些不同的事情，他们并不知道。
So they were just like I was when I first made a commitment to Jesus Christ. I didn't know very much.
就像我第一次认识主的时候呢，我当时对他并不知道很多。
And yet John 15, which you read, is supposed to be okay for somebody that's new in the faith, as well as somebody that's very mature in the faith.
我们刚才读的约翰福音15章呢，我们就可以学到，实际上不管我们在主里是新的还是非常成熟的，其实都可以。
So if you would just look at John 15, if you have a Bible or the app,
请大家翻到约翰福音十五章。
And if you just scroll through, look at the number of times the word abide is repeated.
Abide.
The word abide.
Okay.
Or abide in.
Yeah. 我们在约翰福音十五章里面，我们大概一眼看过去，我们看多少次这个住在主里面这个字出现。
Look for the number of times that the word fruit is mentioned.
我们也注意到多少次这个果子这个词词出现过。
You can also look for the number of times that love is mentioned.
再看一下多少次爱这个词出现过。
Because what we're going to do is review some basics. Because I want you to have a certainty.A sureness about the things that are in the scriptures.
那么当我们看见这些词的时候呢，今天我就想大家介绍一些基本的问题。我们介绍完之后呢，希望大家有一个心里有一个非常大的确据，就是我们住在主耶稣基督里。
It means that if you have had contact with Jesus Christ, no matter how young a believer you are, something has happened.
如果我们与主有过交往的话呢，就是说不管你年纪有多小，意思就是说在主里年纪有多小，那么有一些事情必须发生过。
Somehow, if it's a believer, something has touched the heart.
因为呢，如果我们是信徒的话呢，肯定有一些东西就是在我们心里面。
And that touch is that first concept of abiding in Him.
那么这个我们心的改变呢，就是就是住在耶稣里面的开始。
But it is never to be forgotten, and it is meant to grow.
而且这个生命呢，应该是不会忘记的。这个生命呢，是应该让我们成长。
Now many of you have been my friends, so you have abided with each other and in Christ for several years.
那么在座的呢，当然有许多人，我们住在基督里面呢，有很长时间了，也有不少年头了。
Now I want to draw you a picture. When a new believer comes to Jesus Christ, there's this much of Jesus and this much of themselves.
那么当一个新的生命、新的信徒来认识主耶稣的时候呢，那么在他的生命里面只有这么一点点是基督，那么大部分都是他自己。
And as we begin to abide in Christ, if it's real,
可是呢，这个信心如果是真的话呢，当我们开始住在基督里的时候，
then Jesus Christ begins to grow, and myself begins to be a little smaller.
啊，我想不用翻译，你大概知道他讲什么意思，是吧？啊，就是说，如果我们住在基督里面，基督的生命就会越长越大，那么我们自己的生命就会越变越小。
Now, for a person who's not a believer, they say, I don't want to do that because then it's not me anymore.
非信徒当然不愿意这么做，因为他们会说，那我就不再是我了。
But for the believer, the more they have contact with Jesus, the more they are fulfilled and have his peace.
但是对信徒来说呢，我们与主交通的越多，我们呢就自己就会越来得到越来越大的平安，而且在主里有得着。
It's called a paradox.
这个叫做天堂。
A paradox is it's like it's opposite of what you would expect.
A paradox 意思就是说是实际上是我们所希望的这个反面叫 paradox.
The essential part of being a believer means if you lose your life for him, you gain it. If you gain your life, you lose him.
比如说举一个例子这个对信徒来说。如果我们在主里失去我们的生命，我们就得到了生命。但是呢，如果我们得到我们的生命，我们就失去了我们的生命。这就是一个 paradox。
An example is the scripture almost every believer knows.
那这个
Jesus Christ was complete in his mission because he gave of himself completely.
那么耶稣呢，把他的生命完完全全给我们。
And therefore he gained.His life.
那因为他放弃了他的生命，所以呢，他得到了他的生命。
And made a way for us to abide in Him.
从而我们也有机会住在他里面。
So John 15:17.
约翰福音十五章十七节。
That's why the Lord has no reservation.He says it's a command.
主在这里面说这是一个命令。
That we love one another.
你们要彼此相爱。
And love is not just familiarity.
那么相爱呢，不是说我们彼此互相熟悉。
And it's not just human love.
也不是从人而来的爱。
The degree to which we abide in Christ strengthens how we can love one another.The way God sees it.
因为我们住在基督里面，我们住在他里面，他就可以让我们带领我们如何去彼此相爱。
Marriage is a good example.
Example?
Example.
Yeah, okay. 那婚姻呢，就是一个例子。
If a couple becomes familiar with each other, they get to know each other, they're around each other, they know each other pretty well.
那夫妻呢，就是说对彼此呢是彼此了比较了解的。
And so after a while, you kind of that kind of couple knows each other. It becomes habitual. It's a habit.
那么过了一段时间呢，因为你们彼此了解，所以大家就成了一种习惯了。
And two human beings can only get to know each other so much.
那么两个人呢，其实在一起也就是只能到那种程度了。
So the marriage tends to not have some of what it had right at the beginning.
所以这个婚姻呢，就变成好像就跟刚开始的时候已经不一样了。
It has some depth, but not very much.
这个婚姻呢，有一些深度，但是呢，其实呢，并不是很深。
But that's because marriage was not invented by us.
那这个呢，原因呢，是因为这个婚姻并不是我们所创造的。
And from the beginning, God was meant to be involved as the third part of a covenant.
因为从这个开始呢，神就是我们婚姻里面的第三方，是我们这个契约的一方。
And when that third part is the center of the covenant, The covenant is unfathomable. It has nothing it cannot reach, and it will never get to the end. It gets deeper.
当这个神呢，成为我们婚姻这个契约中的这个最重要的一个部分的时候呢，这个婚姻呢，就变得力量非常强大，而且呢，这个爱呢，就变得非常非常的深。
It's the same way for believers. If they become familiar with Christianity, and it becomes a habit.
那么当信徒呢，对我们的圣经变得比较了解的时候呢，开始就变成一种习惯了。
Somehow the abiding in him gets forgotten.
有时候呢，住在基督里面，我们就忘记，容易忘记。
The relationship begins to level off.
那这个关系呢，也变得比较平淡。
There's nothing new.
没有什么新的在里面了。
That means that that person or that group of believers has forgotten.
当这个情况发生的时候呢，其实就告诉我们，其实呢，就是这一群信徒里面呢，就是忘记了什么东西。
Because God has no limits, so when getting to know Him as part of a believing group, then there's no limit to what that group can do.
因为神的能力是没有限度的，所以当一群信徒在他里面的时候呢，实际上这群信徒呢。我们活在神里面，我们就没有这个限度，活出神的这个爱。
I assume there's a Chinese expression: if you leave bread on a counter, it becomes stale.
如果我们把这个面包放在这个桌子上，它就变，就是变stale.
It begins to dry up.
就开始变干了，变得难吃了。
It's still bread.
仍然是面包。
You can still eat it.
你还可以吃。
You might not like it, but you can still eat it.
但是你不见得会喜欢。
But if you see stale bread on a shelf, you're probably not going to go and want to have it.
但是你如果在这个，比如说商店里看到这块面包，你可能应该不会去买。
If bread is fresh, comes out of the oven warm.
当面包刚从这个炉子里、烤箱里出来的时候，肯定是很好吃。
That's a different story.
所以是不一样的。
The only thing that keeps a believer fresh is the warmth that comes from the Holy Spirit.
所以对信徒来说，唯一能让我们变得就像很新鲜的面包，很新鲜的这种样子，是因为从圣灵而来的能力。
If you are fresh in Jesus, if you abide in Him, people want that bread.
如果我们住在基督里面，我们呢就变得非常的新鲜，会一直保存这个新鲜，所以呢，我们旁边的人呢也会来要。
If that isn't the case, then you have nothing for anyone that you can offer.
但是相反的呢，如果不是这样的话，实际上我们身上没有任何东西别人来要。
That reaches the soul.
可以达到我们的内心。
That's why Jesus says in 15.John 15, without me, you can do nothing.
所以基督在这个主在这个约翰福音十五章里面就说除了没有我之外呢，你任什么事情都不能做。
So the second point of my notes is that knowing him means you become as a child.
第二点呢，就是说我们认识他呢，就代表我们变成了一个小孩子。
You have little ones.
我们都有小孩子。
And most of them don't know me, but if they knew me, I would reach down and pick them up and hold them close.
那么如果这个小孩子认识我的话呢，我就会把他抱起来，把他抱贴近一些。
We do it in the Philippines all the time.
我在菲律宾经常做这样做。
The littlest children know that I love them, so I'm worshiping and they show up in front of me, waiting for me to pick them up.
所以当这个小孩子知道我很爱他们的时候呢，我站着他们就会主动来找我，等着我来抱他们。
When Faylene and I are minding just writing, they knock on the door and they want to see Faylene. Now, right then.
Yeah, 当我和菲林在屋里的时候呢，他们就会主动来敲门，来见我们，主动见我们。
It's not just because we're older, it's because there's an abiding between the children and us.
并不是因为我们的年纪，而是因为我们和这个孩子们之间呢有一种联系连接。
Because we love Jesus, and they don't know or understand that yet, but that's why they're drawn.
因为我们爱我们的主，虽然他们不清楚，但是他们呢，就是说对我们觉得很亲近。
There's something in believers that if they stay simple, simple-hearted, like a child, they stay fresh.
那么在信徒里面呢，如果我们保持我们一种这个简洁的心，就像在主里面像个小孩子的时候呢，就像我们就让我们变得很新鲜。
So one scripture we'll look at, Luke chapter 9.
那么在路加福音第九章。
Verses 46 to 48.
从46节开始到48节。
It shows up in three of the four Gospels.
那么这段呢，在这个三个福音书里面都有讲到。
Because it was an occasion that happens to some of us. We might not admit it, but it happens.
那么同样的事情在我们中间也发生过。
They had an argument amongst the disciples. Amongst them, who was the best of them? Who was the greatest?
门徒中间就起了争论，说谁是最大的。
So Jesus picks up a child.
那么
In one scripture it says he puts them in the middle of them, in another one he holds them in his arm.
那么耶稣就带了一个小孩子来。那么在另外的福音书里面，有的说把这个小孩子放在门徒中间。那有的说耶稣把这个小孩子抱起来。
And he says, whoever receives this child in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives him one who sent me. For he who is least among you is he who is great.
那么在48节里面，耶稣对他们说，凡为我名接待这小孩子的，就是接待我。凡接待我的，就是接待那差我来的。你们中间最小的，他便为大。
In another scripture, the Lord says, if I am among you as one who serves, then you serve one another.
那么在另外一处呢，耶稣就说过，我在你们中间，我是侍奉你的，所以呢，你们也要彼此侍奉。
How do we do that?
那么我们该怎么做呢？怎么能做到这一点？
You have to come to a practical understanding of abiding in Christ.
所以我们心里必须要清楚什么，就是说住在基督里是什么意思。
That means when you are alone, do you reach for him?
那么当我们独处的时候，我们有没有来到主的面前？
That means when you are alone, do you recall or read his word?
当我们独处的时候，你有没有来读他的话语？
That means when you are alone,Do you have something that says, I love that God who created me?
那么当我们独处的时候，我们有没有想到我们会爱这个神？
Or have you forgotten what it's like to be a child?
或者我们有没有忘记，就是说变成小孩子到底是什么样子？
A child, when he reaches up to us, knows that we're safe,And we love that child. And when that child reaches up with its arms, it does it wholeheartedly.
所以当一个小孩子来到爱他的人面前的时候呢，当他伸开他的胳膊的时候呢，他做这些事情，他是真心真意全心在做。
There's a simplicity about it.
这里面很简单。
Do you do that when it comes to Jesus?
所以当我们来到主的面前的时候，我们有没有像这个小孩子？
Now see, this gets personal, because how do you do that?
这个是很很私人的问题，因为我们来到主面前怎么成为一个小孩子？
The last time I was here, I was repeating what it was like to remember what it was like when you first came to Jesus.
那么上次我在这里的时候，我记得我讲到，就是说我们当我们开始相信耶稣的时候，当时是什么情况？
So whether I talk to a believer who's been made a commitment a week ago, or somebody who's made a commitment 30 years ago, the same question applies. How do you do that?
不管你在主里是一个星期还是三十年，这是同一个问题啊，我们怎么做？
If a man or woman forgets the simplicity of reaching to God in a personal way themselves, then it's like stale bread.
当这个在主里的弟兄姊妹们忘记了，就是说我们简单的来到主的面前的时候呢，我们就像一个已经过期了面包似的。
And if I'm stale, I have no life to offer.
如果我没有新鲜感的话呢，我没有任何东西可以给大家的。
So how do we do that?
到底该怎么做？
How do we fix it if it's not right?
如果我们没有这样的生命，我们该怎么来改变呢？
You have to know His love.
首先我们必须要知道他的爱。
Because remember, the most well-known scriptures, God so loved that He gave.
那么在我们最有名的那个圣经里面，他这么说，就是说神爱世人，所以他把他的独生子赐给我们。
That kind of love beckons you and me to do business with God, to abide in Him.
正是这样的爱呢，让我们可以住在基督里面。
If we forget that, we don't know where we're going.
如果我们忘掉这一点的话呢，我们就不知道该往哪里走了。
It's that foundation that's so important.
所以这个根基呢是非常非常的重要。
Because if it's not under us, how can we build anything?
如果我们没有这么根基，我们什么也建造不了。
So there's a couple things that you can do besides just reaching to Him from your heart.
那么今天呢，我再告诉大家有一些事情我们可以做的，除了我们就是说，我们用我们的心来到他的面前。
Have regular contact with the Word of God.
比如说我们经常来到神的话语的面前。
Now I'm not talking about going to Bible school or spending hours. I'm talking about regular, simple contact with the Word of God.
我指的是非常简单的啊，定期的我们来到神的话语面前。
Second Timothy, third chapter.
提摩太后书第二章。
Verse 46. I'm sorry. 18. All scripture is breathed out by God, profitable. All right? We're interested in making a profit. So there is spiritual profit. Everybody wants profit financially, but how about the soul? How does the soul have profit? Says.
所以在这个提摩太后书里面啊，第二章应该是在这个十八节里面。Verse 18, did you say?
Yeah, I think so.
Second Timothy
16, 15, 16, and 17.
Okay. 并且知道，十五节开始，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义都是有益的。但是我们的灵魂呢，怎么在圣经里面可以得到益处呢？
So you can tell from the things that are listed that just the simple reading that you do privately does some things that help.
所以如果我们自己有时间，我们就是简单的来读神的话语，肯定会帮助我们。
But it also has an objective.And the objective is in verse 17.
那我们来看十七节。
That the man of God, which means men and women, it's just believers, may be complete.
那么我们读圣经、学习神的话语的目的呢，就是叫属神的人得以完全。
So when you abide in Christ, and His word abides in you,You then become equipped. That's what it says. Equipped for every good work.
所以当信徒住在基督里面，基督的话呢，住在我们里面的时候呢，我们呢就预备行各样的善事。
Now Jesus said, you need to abide in me.
所以耶稣告诉我们，你首先你需要住在我里面。
So if you do good works without the abiding, it has no spiritual impact on the soul.
所以如果当我们行善事，但是呢，我们没有住在基督里的时候呢，其实这个时候善事呢，对我们没有一个很大的帮助。But
if there is an abiding, no matter how small, and there is some familiar with the word, no matter how small, that equipping begins to happen.
但是如果我们住在基督里的时候呢，我们这样行各样的善事呢，不管这个事情多大多小，这个时候呢，因为这个时候神的话语就装备我们，预备我们行各样的善事。And
you have a mechanism to help you.
而且呢，神的话肯定会帮助我们。Jesus
paid a very big price in order for this mechanism to be alive in you.
那么我们的主呢，付了很大的代价，让这样的事情可以发生在我们的生命里。He
said, if I don't go, he won't come.
比如说耶稣说过，如果我不走，他就不会来。So
who is it?
那么他指的是谁呢？
2 Timothy chapter 1.
那么在提摩太后书第一章里面，
verses 13 and 14.
13节,
a simple, clear admonition. Let's take it for ourselves. It's plain.
Yeah.
It says, follow the pattern of sound words that you have heard from me. Now this is Paul talking, but it's scripture. In faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. In other words, whatever he says has to be in him. But he goes further. By the Holy Spirit, who dwells within us, guard. It's in a military term. Guard. Guard the deposit that's been entrusted to you.
那么在13节里面，保罗说到：“你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着。”所以这里强调呢，是在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心。14节，从前所交托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢的守着。所以这里又强调，我们要靠着我们的圣灵呢，来守住这个善道。This
is an active word, the word guard.
这个守着呢，是一个军事的用语，是一个非常主动的动词。
You don't come to Jesus and lay on the floor and expect life to just happen.
所以我们不会来到主的面前，我们躺在这个地板上什么都不做，我们就希望我们的生命会改变。
You don't come to Jesus and just do nothing, and therefore you abide in him. It doesn't work that way.
如果我们在主里面，我们什么都不做，但是我们说我们住在主里面，这个
When you become born again, a deposit of Him is the person of the Holy Spirit.
当我们重生的时候呢，这个圣灵呢就住在我们心里。
And if you truly have the Holy Spirit, that is the mechanism. You call upon Him to guard the deposit put within you.
那如果这个圣灵真真正正住在你们心里的时候呢，我们这个时候呢，就可以靠着它，可以守住这个我们心里的这个善道，在14节里。Now
this is a very simple thing. In most places in the world, houses are surrounded by compounds, by fences.
那么在这个世界上的大部分地方，这个我们的房子呢，都有一些这个栅栏或者篱笆来保护我们的房子。Why? 为什么？
Because the family or the organization wants to guard the deposit that is within that compound.
因为这个房子的主人呢，希望用它来保护这个房子里的 deposit 现金。
That's, That's why forts are made, F-O-R-T-S, because the walls protect what is within it.
所以这个墙呢, 保护这个墙里的东西。
Now we're not talking about keeping people away, but we are talking about guarding the deposit of God that is within you if you've made a commitment to Him.
我在这里讲的不是说我们把人给拒绝走用这个墙，我讲的是我们需要牢牢地守着我们心里的这个善道。
These are foundational things.
这都是很基本的东西。
But they are never forgotten.
但是我们不应该忘记。
Because it's upon them that if you build anything, then it will stand.
因为如果我们有这个基础的话呢，我们建造什么东西，它就可以站立得稳。
If the bread becomes stale and hard, people throw it away.
如果这个面包变得很难吃或者变硬的话，人就会把它扔掉。
But if the deposit within you is guarded and you take part in that,
但是呢，如果我们牢牢守住我们心里的这个善道的话，利用圣灵守住我们的善道，
then it's just like fresh bread.
我们就像这个刚出炉的面包一样。And
when you are fresh, you have something to give to someone else.
当你新鲜的时候呢，你就可以把你这个新鲜的给别人。
And it's not just a general give anything, it's you have life that others will notice.
我指的不是说你给别人东西，而是说你身上一个生命，别人可以注意得到，可以知道。And
often, you don't even know it.
通常我们并不见得自己清楚。When
I was an unbeliever, I was around for one summer, a young lady who had made a commitment to Christ.
当我还是一个非信徒的时候，有一年夏天，有一个年轻的这个女孩，她信主了。
I liked her.
我很喜欢她。We
wanted to go out. I wanted to go out with her.
我很愿意跟她在一起。But
that wasn't the issue. What I noticed was something was different about her.
但是我意识到，好像在她的生命里面有一些不一样的东西了。
And whatever she had, I didn't have.
不管是什么东西, 反正我没有。
And so I asked her, what's happened? What's changed?
所以我就问她, 到底发生什么事了? 我们中间有什么变化?
And she was a very simple country girl.
她是一个非常简单的一个乡下的女孩。
And in very simple terms, she said, I met Jesus Christ.
那么他用非常简单的话语就告诉我，他说我遇到耶稣了。And
she was unaware that it made a difference.
但是他并不知道周围的人可以意识到他已经不同了。Many
of you brothers and sisters, though you're younger than me, you've known the Lord. If you have, if someone is around you, can they tell there's a difference?
所以如果我们中间周围有人的话，我们可不可以发觉到这个人不一样？
Can they tell that you have abided in Jesus Christ?
那么我们周围的人可不可以知道我们住在基督里面？
Even with all of our messes and mistakes and things like that, can they tell that there's something different?
那么我们还是会犯许多错误，但是我们周围的人能不能辨察出来？ 我们的生命中有一些不一样的东西。
So now you begin to see that John 15, when he talks about abiding in him, has some depth and foundation to it.
所以在约翰福音15章里面，耶稣告诉我们，住在他里面，实际上是一个很好的一个根基。
So if you're doing those things, do them more.
如果我们在做这些事情的时候呢，我们要做的更多。
But if your relationship with him is stale, like dry bread, then you need to remember and perhaps repent.
但是如果我们和主的关系已经变得很旧、很老的话呢，就像一个干面包的时候呢，这个时候呢，也许是我们需要悔改的时候。Because
that deposit that he has made and paid for and you committed to has been forgotten.
因为他放在我们心里的道呢，我们应该已经忘记了。Now,
it's hard in a pandemic because we are often separated from each other.
那么在这个疫情中间呢，实际上大家呢，竟是通常呢，互相彼此之间没有像以前那么紧密的联系。
You have to make extra effort to associate with each other in one way or another.
所以我们要像比以前做更多的努力，才让大家有联系。
We've seen a lot of people that have had different kind of stresses in the last 2 years that they've never had before.
那么在过去两年里面，我们也看到许多人呢，在生命中有很多的压力，这个压力呢，是以前从来没有遇到过的。
But it's not an unusual time.
但是这个并不是一个非常不得了的时间。
There's not a world war going on.
至少没有世界大战。
We're not in a desperate revolution.
或者是革命。
Guns aren't pointed at you in the morning.
比如说早上一醒我们就听见枪响。
Most of us here, anyway, are not in prison.
我们大部分人还可以来到这里。
So we have no excuse.
所以我们没有借口。
Have you made an effort to guard the deposit within you?
所以我们有没有努力的来牢牢守住我们心里的这个道？
Is your association with each other fresh?
那我们与我们周围的弟兄姊妹之间的关系是不是还是很新鲜？
Are you familiar with his speaking to you, either from the Word or by the Holy Spirit?
那么不管我们是从神的话语还是从圣灵来的，我们有没有经常与主在一起？
The last part of this is about leadership.
那么今天我们讲的最后一点就是讲的教会的这个领袖。
Now for those of you who are more mature in Christ, if these things aren't happening in you, this abiding,Then how will you lead?
那么首先我刚才讲的是一个根基了，所以我刚才讲的话呢，就是说对我们主里很成熟的弟兄姊妹们来说，如果这些事情还没有，你如何来成为教会的一个领袖，或者是被主所用的人呢？
If you're a co-worker,
如果你是个同工，
How will you work?
你该怎么做？
How will you serve other people?
你该如何去服侍别的人呢？
If you don't know,The one whom you serve.
如果你不知道你要服侍的对象。
What about the committee that's going to select a pastor?
比如说我们现在有个聘牧委员会。
Is Jesus Christ alive in your hearts, those of you that are on that committee?
那么在这个委员会的会员里面，耶稣有没有住在你的心里？
If there's no abiding in Christ, how will you select a pastor?Or will you even recognize one?
如果你没有住在主里面，你怎么样才能选出来一个牧师呢？
Do you see? If we are stale bread, we have a problem.
所以如果我们是个干面包的时候呢，我们有很多问题。
His intention is that we know his love.
Say again.
His intention is that we know his love.
所以神的旨意呢，就是我们首先要明白他的爱。
And that it be active between us.
我们彼此之间呢，我们要彼此相爱。
Correct English would be among us.
所以呢，主就会住在我里面，我们里面。
Now you can go through, for instance, the leadership qualifications as 1 Timothy 3rd chapter.
我们来看这个提摩太前书的第三章。这个是这个主里的领袖和同工的一些这个特点。
This is anyone in a leadership capacity. Any position.
你在教会不管是什么职位，做什么的，都需要有这些 qualification.
In a very strong sense, this could be also a parent, a mother or a father. Because don't they lead?
而且呢，这些特点呢，在父母之间也应该有，因为他们也是带领小孩子。
So the scriptures presume that we have this abiding in Christ.
当然，这句经节呢，首先假定我们已经住在基督里了。
They presume that we stay in the Word.
他假定这些人呢，已经住在主的话里。
That we have a familiarity on a regular basis of knowing Christ.
我们会定期的来到主的话语面前，我们会定期的与圣灵有沟通。
So when you get to 1 Timothy 3, those things are already assumed to be the case.
所以当我们读到提摩太前书第三章的时候呢，他已经假定信徒已经有这些根基在里面了。
So co-workers, it is assumed that what I've talked about is already occurring in your life. Otherwise, your work, your servanthood will not be effective.
所以对教会的同工也好，领袖也好，就是说已经假定我刚才前半部分讲的那个东西呢，已经在你的生命里已经都有了。If
you select a pastor, and a bunch of stale pieces of bread go to select a pastor, you'll probably end up with a pastor who's like a piece of dry bread too.
比如说我们选一个牧师，如果是一群干面包选出来的牧师，恐怕这个牧师也是个干面包，也没有什么生命在里面。Because
how will you recognize life in a candidate if you cannot recognize life in yourself?
因为我们不能可以察觉到这个候选人里面他的生命。You
see, we sort of have a problem.
所以这个委员会是很有问题。Brothers
and sisters, come alive in him.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要在他里面变得新鲜起来。If
you don't know what that means, please find out.
如果你不知道这是什么意思，我们可以一起来寻找。You
have someone among you, I believe it's a retired pastor who I know by reputation. He's alive in Christ.
那我们现在在我们中间有一个退休的牧师，他在主里是很新鲜的。He's
been a believer for a long time.
那么他信主也很长时间了。When
Faylene and I get together in the evenings after a long day, we pull out an instrument and we worship.
那么我和我的太太Faylene，一天过了很长的一天，尽管很累，但是我们还是会拿出我们的乐器，我们一起来敬拜我们的神。Now
I'm not the greatest singer.
我不是最大的罪人。And
so both of us make a joyful noise, but we worship.
但是我们在一起，在每天的这个时候呢，我们一起来敬拜我们的神。Three,
four, five times a day, we discuss something in the Word that we've either read or something He's impressed us with.
那么每天呢，我们有很多次在一起，我们就来谈论讨论神的话语。We
look for Him speaking concerning our circumstances, and often He does.
那么在我们遇到不同的境况的时候呢，我们也查询寻找神的旨意。
When we embrace, we remember that He's the one that called our covenant together. When we embrace, we recognize that He called our covenant of marriage together.
Okay, 所以我们在一起的时候，因为我们知道他是我们婚姻的中心。
We enjoy contact with young people.
那么我们也非常喜欢呢和年轻的人在一起。And
we love to talk about what He's done.
我们也更喜欢讨论神在我们中间所做的大事。Or
what He's created.
神所做的事情。In
40 years, is that where you want to be?
那我们大家考虑一下，40年之后，我们还想要这种生命吗？
Are you working in the same direction?
40年之后，我们还是在往这个目标在迈进吗？
Do you want Christ to grow in you so that when you're 75 and 80, you can say, I know Him, and thank God I do, I abide in Him. He's fruitful.
当我们到75岁或者80岁的时候，我们愿不愿意主在我们生命里面一直成长？所以到那个时候，我们就是说，我知道主在我的生命里。
See, it gets very practical. It becomes a lifestyle to walk with Him.
所以当我们在主里面时间久的话呢，就变成一个生活方式了。我们一直在祂里面成长。When
bread comes out of an oven, it's fresh.
面包刚从这个炉子里拿出来的时候是很新鲜的。It's
warm.
也很温暖。It
tastes really good.
尝起来也不错。
But in order for it to stay warm and stay fresh, one has to do something.
但是如何让这个面包一直保持这样的新鲜感，保持这样的温度，你必须做一些事情。
So it is with you.
所以呢，我们在座的每一位呢
，This relationship with Him is meant to be an engagement with Him. You stay engaged.
所以我们与主的关系呢，就是我们一旦和他建立起关系，我们就应该一直活在这个关系里面。
If you stay engaged, you will be alive.
我们如果一直在这里面，我们就会得到生命。
And even if you have issues, people will recognize that there's life within you.
哪怕在你的生命中有问题，别人还是会察觉到你的生命和他们不一样。
And when we have life, we have something to offer because Jesus is still in the business of bringing people to himself.
那么当我们的生命是新鲜的话呢，我们就可以，主就可以使用我们带领别的人来到他的面前。
First Timothy 3.
提摩太前书第三章。
First thing it says is, you desire to be in any position of authority. Any position, it's a good thing.
第一节，人若想得监督的职分，就是羡慕善功。
All the scripture does is call it an overseer.
所以呢，这个
the office of an overseer or an elder or you can there's a dozen names that people use. It means the same thing. You look after the welfare of others.
那么这里监督的意思呢，就是比如说是这个长老啊、同工啊，还不管是牧师啊，但是实际上是一个意思，就是说你要去啊关心别的人。
But there's something happening in the churches that's very disappointing.
但是在教会里往往会发生一些很让人失望的事情。
You can see it around the world.
我们也可以在社会里看到。
A church will elect a leader or a pastor.
那么这个教会呢，比如说他可以选出来一个领袖或者是一个牧师。
The pastor and five people do all of the work or most of the work.
那么这个牧师呢，或者是和其他五个人来做这个教会绝大部分的事情。
Nearly all the praying for one another, if it's done, is done by the pastor. All the visitation, all the things that have to be done.
那如果这个教会里面有这个祷告呢，或者是比如说探访的话呢，所有的事情都是这个牧师一个人在做。
And when the services come, everybody comes, and afterwards, within 20 minutes, everybody goes home.
所以当周日敬拜的时候，每个人都来，但是敬拜结束20分钟之内，每个人都回家了。
And there might be one other meeting during the week, and that's all.
也许这个教会周间可能还会有一次聚会，但是就是这样。
And the evidence of abiding is absent.
那么这个教会呢，并没有大家住在主里面的这些证据。
It happens all the time.
好多教会都是这样。
Brothers and sisters, where are you going?
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们在往什么方向走呢？
What do you want to become?
我们愿意变成什么样的人呢？
What foundation are you building upon?
我们生活的根基是什么呢？
Faylene and I can tell you, especially since we've done this before, we both had spouses. They're with the Lord. Now we're with each other. There's fruitfulness and abiding in Jesus Christ.
那么我和我的太太呢，以前都有过配偶，他们去世之后我们在一起，所以我们可以用我们现在的经历告诉我们呢，告诉大家，如果我们真真正正住在主里面，就会有果子。
My friend Sid, he's not doing well. I don't think he'll be on this earth much more. His daughter Liza, they're walking with Jesus Christ. They have an abiding. They're alive.
那么比如说我有一个朋友还有他的女儿，他们现在就在走在这条路上。
They seek each other out to have fellowship. I still have fellowship with Sid.
那么我这个朋友已经得了重病，但是我还和他有很多的交往。
2 weeks before my friend Rudy Ramsey died, I had fellowship with Rudy Ramsey.
那么我另外一个朋友在他去世前两个星期呢，我和他也有这个交往。
He was my first pastor.
他是我的第一任牧师。
But he was quiet.
但他非常安静。
He didn't expect to do everything.
他也没有说他要做所有的事情。
He expected me to learn how to abide.
但是他希望我呢，就是学会如何住在基督里。
He expected me to stay alive in him.
他希望我呢，在主里面能够获得生命。
And not become stale.
不会变成那个干面包。
And I thanked him.
所以我非常感谢他。
Just 2 weeks before he died.
就在他去世前两个星期。
It wasn't the first time.
而且不是第一次感谢他。
And he was truly a father in the faith.
所以他确确实实是我这个信心里的父亲。
Does a father want 6 children to grow up and stay at house for 50 years?
那么我们作为父亲呢，我们愿意我们的孩子住在我们家里50年吗？
Do you want to be taking care of your children when they're 50 and 60 because they can't get their act together?
那么你愿意你到60岁的时候还照顾你的孩子吗？因为他们什么都不会做。
What does a parent do?
那这个父母该做什么呢？
They want to nurture, encourage growth, so that they can become good citizens and be respectful on their own.
所以这个父母呢，当然会努力地养育他们，但是更重要的就是说要培养他们，让他们以后呢，让他们自己用自己的能力成为一位好的公民。
So you want to choose the right pastor? Do likewise.
Yeah, 所以如果我们要找一个对的牧师的话呢，应该找这样的牧师。
You want to get to be a co-worker? Do likewise.
如果你要找一个好的同工的话呢，也要找这样一位同工。
Do you want to go on the streets of UVA visiting Chinese students and share Jesus? Do likewise.
所以如果我们愿意，我们到这个大学的这个马路上，因为我们是信主了，我们愿意来把主告诉这些没有信的学生们的时候呢，也要这样做。
If he's alive in us and that abiding is truly there, that love touches our lifestyle and we want to give.
如果主真真正正住在我们心里，我们真真正正活在他里面，这个生命呢，一定会让我们去感染周围的人。
If you're older in the faith, my job is to encourage you to provoke that kind of lifestyle.
那么如果我们在主里年纪已经很久的话呢，那比如说像我的这个作用就是来鼓励大家来活出这样的生命。
If you're younger, I've got love to give to you. I want you to grow, to know him.
如果你还很年轻的话呢，我也希望把这样的爱传给你，因为我愿意呢，你在主里面能够成长。
And the qualifications in chapter 3 of 1 Timothy are very simple.
那么在这一章里面讲的这个教会的同工里面的这些 qualification 是非常简单的。
It's also a goal for parents. It tells you what you want to have in your child.
那么同时也是这个父母应该告诉孩子们应该怎么做的。
Now understand, I cannot get inside somebody else and cause them to know Jesus.
但是大家要清楚，凭一个人呢，凭我自己是不可能让人去相信耶稣的。
Nor can you command Jesus to come into them.
你也不能命令主耶稣进到那个人的生命里。
Our job is to share his life.
那我们的作用呢，就是把主耶稣分享给。
What he did for us.
Yeah, 就是主在我们生命里做一些什么。
How he continues to live in us and we abide in him.
那主怎么在我们生命里面继续能够做工。
And what will they look at to see if it's legitimate?
所以我们来看一下。
Husband of one wife, sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not a drunkard, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own household well, with dignity, keeping his children submissive.
那么从提摩太前书第三章第二节开始，做监督的必须无可指责，只做一个妇人的丈夫，有节制，自守，端正，乐意接待远人，善于教导，不因酒滋事，不打人，只要温和，不争竞，不贪财，好好管理自己的家，使儿女凡事端庄顺服。
In other words, he's managing his household.
也就是说这个人呢，他在管理自己的家。
And of course, in a covenant relationship, both husband and wife, both are fully engaged in that.
但是夫妻呢，是两个人在一起管理。
And remember the objective, so that you don't have a 50 or 60 year old son or daughter and taking care of them, but they're on their own.
为什么要这么做呢？这样做的目的就是让我们不会让家里有一个五六十岁的孩子，我们还在照顾他。
The worst nightmare for a pastor is to have a bunch of young children in a church that will not grow.
所以对一个牧师来说, 最头疼的问题就是说, 这个教会里面有一大群小孩子, 从来不成长。
The most frustrating thing for members of a church is to have a pastor who does not have that objective.
但是对这个教会的成员来说呢, 他们其实最差的事情就是看到一个 就是选了一位牧师, 但是这位牧师呢, 并不以教会会员的成长为目标。
But the same for a co-worker.
所以同样也是对同工也是一样。If
you're a co-worker, do you have life?
如果我们是同工的话, 你有主里的生命吗?
Are you hospitable?
你愿意接待远人吗?
Do people notice that you abide in Jesus?
那么你旁边的人知道你住在主里面吗?
If none of those things are true, perhaps you shouldn't be one.
那么如果你没有这些生命的这些东西的话, 你为什么要成为一位同工呢?
You see, the Lord is not blind. He's not blind. He wants our life. He sees our life in its totality. He sees all of what we do. And what attitudes we have.
我们做的任何事情说的话呢,周围的人其实都在注意。
Do we have life?
我们有主的生命吗?
Are we abiding in Him?
我们住在他里面吗?
Is the Word a guide to our path? And a light to our feet? Or is it just words on a page?
那么神的话到底是我们脚前的光路上的灯? 还是说就是白纸上的字而已?
I encourage you, brothers and sisters, because the pandemic is not easy, especially for an unbeliever at UVA who's lost.
所以今天我特别鼓励弟兄姊妹们,那么虽然这个疫情是非常的不容易,已经两年了,但是呢,我这个疫情呢,对这个大学里面马路上走路的非信徒来说,更加的不容易。You
have neighbors, probably. You have to remember, a fifth to a quarter of the businesses, if they were in the service industry over the last 2 years, have failed.
那么如果我们都有邻居的话呢,你也应该记住,就是说在过去这个一两年之中呢, 大概有四分之一到五分之一的这个生意都已经关门了。Students
cannot have social contact the way they want to have it, and it's frustrating, and they look for any way to have it.
那么学生们呢, 因为他们不能再像以前的这样交往, 所以他们也过得非常的不好, 他们也很愿意来和人接触。So
in that atmosphere, do you have life to offer?
那么在这种环境里面, 我们自己有没有生命可以去给别人?
Can they have fellowship with you?
他们可不可以与我们有沟通?
Can you lead a small group of young people like you?
那我们可不可以带领一个小的小组?
Can you tell them about the love of Jesus?
我们可不可以把主的爱分享给他们?
That abiding with Him is real.
因为住在他里面是真真实实的事情。
It's such a time as this that a church can come alive.
所以这是一个很重要的时间, 我们教会可以变得更新鲜。
Most of the ones I have observed, they did not do well.
那么但是对大部分人来说, 我看到的, 他们做得并不好。
How will you do?
我们该怎么反应?
It depends on whether you're stale bread.
那么归根结底, 还是说我们到底是不是一个干面包,旧面包?
Or do you have fresh life in Jesus just like the bread that just comes out of the oven?
还是我们的生命里面有主耶稣基督鲜活的生命?
If you're not sure, choose. Do something about it.
如果我们不是很确定, 我们现在就可以做。
If you want to talk to some of the leadership here, you want to talk to me, you need prayer, let's pray.
那么如果你愿意和教会的同工们讨论, 或者跟我, 我们一起来祷告。
Our association with one another is meant to help strengthen us, not weaken us.
因为弟兄姊妹们之间的连接呢, 使我们变得更坚强, 更强壮。
If three pieces of stale bread get together, it's still three pieces of stale bread.
那么三块干面包到一起, 还是三块干面包。
But if you've got life in Jesus and you're fresh, you got something.
但是如果里面有一块新鲜的面包的话, 你就可以把这个生命给别人。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.